Well, welcome to Fasting with God, day one. Guys, I'm assuming that you know what type of fast you're on by today, whether you've chosen a Daniel fast or an absolute fast, whether you're fasting from a certain food group or what type of fast you're doing. So hopefully you know that by now, and you're ready for 21 days to see what God is going to do in your life. Remember, we talked about fasting means abstaining from food. And it means to shut your mouth or close your mouth or to choose to not eat something. Yesterday in our intro, we talked a little bit about the spiritual warfare that you may encounter through fasting, that you're going to feel hunger pains and you're going to feel desires that kind of brew up in you because you're hungry. And that's that idea that you're trying to not gratify the flesh, that you really are spiritually disciplining yourself through this fast to understand that some things are spiritual, that you really need breakthrough, you need the power of God. And that's why we've chosen to fast with God. That's why we've chosen to choose a name of God each day, a Hebrew name, which is an attribute, a description, a quality of who God is. You know, we all go by a certain name. We have an official name, but you know, some of us have nicknames or we have names that people call us. My husband calls me Babe, and my granddaughter calls me Gigi or Gammy, and my girlfriends call me Tam. So people call my name, and I hear them, and I respond to it. Well, God's the same way. And when you call out on God's name, He hears you, and He responds to you. But God is so much more than just the name God. There's so much depth and power and understanding in the name of God. So as we go through the next 21 days together, and we go deep in the name of God, I want you to begin right now, and listen, this is part of the coaching, begin to learn how to meditate upon the name of God. Today we're going to look at the first name of God in the Bible, and it's Elohim. Elohim. If you have your books, I want to encourage you to turn to page 47 in your book. If you've not purchased a book yet, you can actually go to Amazon, and it's right there, Fasting with God by Tammy Hotzenpiller, and get the book. We have them here at our local congregation in Anaheim Hills, California, so if you're in our local church, you can pick up a book at the church. But I want to encourage you to get the book. The coaching is going to be good, but the book is going to walk you through in detail the names of God and the fasting passages and your daily assignment. So today, as we look at the Hebrew name Elohim, I want you to begin to press into that name, Elohim. Now the word El, E-L, means God, and the name Him, H-I-M, is actually a plural description of the Trinity of God. It's Father, Son, and Spirit. So when we read Genesis 1:1, it says, "In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth." Almighty, creative God. God created humanity. He created the heavens and the earth. He created everything. What I want you to understand today, listen, is that God is a creator God, and He gives you the ability to create. As you enter into your fast today, we're going to get to our fasting passage and our assignment, but I want you to ponder this. For the next 24 hours on your first day of this fast, begin to think about creator God. When I go on my prayer walks every morning, I start off with just, "Good morning, Elohim. Good morning, Elohim." See, I want to encourage you to begin to call out God by His name. Over these next 21 days, as I teach you different names of God, call out God in His power. And I begin to look at the beautiful snow-capped mountains that we have right now here in Southern California, up in Big Bear. And I say, "Creator God, Elohim. I see the sunrise and the sunset. I see the stars and the moon. I say, my creator God, you created me in your image with creative ideas. Help me understand what you want me to do with my life. Help me understand how to create ideas and visions and brands and songs. Teach me how to be in the image of God." See, that's how you pray. That's how you meditate. And as we press into this first day of fasting, begin to meet Elohim, your creator God. He loves you so very much. So that's the first part of our fast today, is to just stop. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. We're meeting together, unless you're watching the video throughout the day. And you're starting your day by saying, "God, I want you to create in me a new heart." That's a scripture. "Create in me a ready spirit. Create in me something new. I understand you as creator, God of the universe, Elohim. Call out his name, Elohim. I commit my first day of the fast to you. I ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit. I ask you to give me dreams and visions and ideas. Give me strength to make it over the next 24 hours as I'm hungry or I'm agitated. Elohim God, and call it his name, Elohim God, walk with me, talk with me, speak to me, fill me, O Elohim. So I'm going to encourage you now just to read through this. I'm not going to read it to you. I'm going to allow you to just meditate and read through Elohim. But then we're going to get to the next part, and that actually is your fasting focus. So every day, you're going to have a new fasting focus. Every single day of the 21 days of our fast, you will have a new fasting focus. So we're going to look together on page 50, and today's fasting focus is fasting for a right motive. Fasting for a right motive. As you can see, I've gone through and I've highlighted certain things in the book, certain things that I think God speaks to me. I've written some things in the margins. This book is a workbook. It's a work guide for you to open up and write in. So today, our fasting passage is actually found in Matthew 6. Now, if you know anything about the book of Matthew, in chapter 5, Jesus takes the disciples up on a mountain and he gives them the Beatitudes. And in chapter 5 and chapter 6, Jesus is sitting with all of his disciples and he's beginning to talk to them. He's pouring wisdom into them. He's teaching them and he's guiding them. And he gets to chapter 6 of Matthew and he says something very interesting to the disciples. He said, "When you fast," and then he goes on and he gives them instructions. "Don't let your face be all sourpuss. Don't look like you're in torture. Don't look that you're miserable. Don't tell everybody, 'Oh, I'm fasting. I'm spiritual. Oh, it's so hard. I look horrible. I'm starving.'" Jesus says to his disciples, "When you fast, don't look like those who put on sad faces. Your fast is a prayer unto me." Now, the part I want you to see is Jesus starts off saying, "When you fast." He understood that his disciples would fast. There's something powerful about fasting. There's something spiritual about fasting. So the first thing you have to understand is Jesus expects us to fast. So he says to us, "When you fast, don't look sober like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces to look like they're fasting." And he walks through this and he said, "Be aware, be alert." You know, there's a scripture, it reminds me, and it says to be aware and be alert that your enemy, Satan, is like a roaring lion and he's looking for someone to devour. Do you know the enemy is always looking for a way to devour you? So through your fast today, begin to pray for, as I said, insight, wisdom, and revelation, for strength and for power, that you're aware of the enemy's tactics. So through your fast, and that's why I chose this passage to start with, your fast is not to be super spiritual. It's not to tell everybody, "Oh, I'm on a fast. Sorry, I can't eat." You don't need to announce to everyone you're fasting. Listen to me. This might be the most important thing I say today. Your fast is an offering to God. Your fast is a prayer to God. It's between you and God. Even if you're on a corporate fast, if you're joining us in a 21-day corporate fast, and we all know we're fasting together, I know that. But you don't need to put on an air of piety to make everybody think you're spiritual. This is a connection that you have with God. It's a discipline you have with God. So that's why Jesus is telling us, this is something very special that you're doing with me, and make sure that it's between you and me. So the first thing I want you to do is I want you to look at the motive of your heart. If you turn the page right there on page 52, you'll notice your daily assignment. So every day, as I said, you'll have your passage that we look at with your name of God, and then you'll have your fasting scripture, and then you'll have your daily assignment. So what I want you to do right now is I want you to begin to look at your daily assignment. Now, our coaching time together will be brief. You've got 24 hours, your first day, and then thereafter every day, to begin to press in, to begin to ask God what he wants to teach you. But I want you to take some time as you go through your daily assignment. These are questions that I've written for you to ponder and to think and to write. You know, you will only go as deep as you want to go. But I'm going to ask you to join me and really be serious with taking the time to answer the questions, to put pen to paper, to really say, God, what is it you want me to do? So for instance, right here, the first one is, what do you need to do to surrender or confess to God today? Now, this is our first day, and you maybe haven't gone real deep with God in a long time. So maybe you need to stop right now and really look at your heart. Maybe you said, God, I started this fast because there's some things in my life I needed to surrender to you. You know, we're coming out of, and I'm going to call it that in 2022, we're coming out of a pandemic. We're coming out of a time of lockdown and mandates and uncertainty and confusion and pressure and struggle, and we all know that. It's been an unusual time. And there's been a lot of times many of us have struggled with anger or depression. I've dealt with a lot of clients and even people within our church that have struggled with depression or opioids or addictions. And we've got to be really honest. It's been a difficult time. But what we have right now is the opportunity through this fast to begin to confess to God the things that we've struggled with recently. And to begin to offer this fast to God, to come to Elohim, the Creator God, who knows you better than you know yourself. He knows your ins and your outs and your shortcomings. He knows your victories. He knows how He has wired you. He knows the passions you have, the abilities you have, the capacity that you have. He is your Elohim God. And as you go through these questions, take a few moments and offer your fast to God. Offer your fast to Elohim and allow Creator God to meet you, to love you, to equip you with all that He has created you to be. So I'm going to be praying for you over the next 24 hours. We will meet again tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. We'll look at our second name of God. But for today, push through, press through. You're going to feel hungry. You're going to feel agitated. Drink lots of water. Have that water jug with you. Just a quick little tip you might want to think about is you might want lemon water. You might want to put some honey in some hot water. Those are things that I do on my fast. They help kind of curb my appetite. So those are a few keys that you might want to do throughout the day. But push through in your fast. Pray through your fast. Know that God is doing supernatural things. Breakthroughs are coming. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning and day two. God bless you. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.